It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, faithful listeners, and those of you who are not faithful but still listening. Welcome to 5 minutes with Mirko. Kind of got a shorter one for you today. I am a youth ministry volunteer at my church, middle school specifically. For the last 26 years in a row, I've been volunteering with Riptide, the middle school ministry at my church in California. For the last 16 or so of those years, my role has been fairly boundaried by the otherwise frenetic nature of my life and travel schedule. So while I teach on Sunday morning once in a blue moon and help with some volunteer leader development stuff, my regular involvement is co-leading a small group on Wednesday evenings. My current small group are eighth graders. I've been with them for 2.5 years. But I recently ran into a former small group kid who's now a young 20-something, and it brought back a memory of the moment he called my bluff. I dug around in my files, and I found some notes I'd written about it at that time. Here's what I'd written. I've had my current small group of guys for 2 years while we've been in a 3-year middle school ministry. In the past, we're currently 2-year junior high ministry since our church has a thriving and developmentally appropriate 5th and 6th grade preteen ministry. And honestly, this group has been the toughest one I've ever led. This challenge is likely a large portion due to me. I've been lazy in my approach. And while I'm prepared for my group each week I'm there, I haven't been great at the other stuff, like connecting with the guys outside of our scheduled time. A week ago, our group time was massively frustrating. My co-leader and I just couldn't get the guys to focus for more than a minute. Afterward, I decided to have a brief parking lot conversation with 3 of the guys. One had checked out halfway through, and I wanted to verify that he was okay. He was just tired. 2 others, though, have such a big impact on the group with their choices, and I wanted to challenge them. I thought I was going to give a short, strong word of, I believe in you, and I want you to see how you shape our group time. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, and move on. The last of those short conversations, though, caught me off guard. It went like this. Me, dude, you have so much power in our group. You are a natural leader, and the other guys follow your lead. You have more power to impact the vibe of our time together than I have. I'd really love to see you choose to exercise that power in a positive way. Eighth grade guy, teach me. Me, what? Eighth grade guy, teach me about leadership. That would be so cool. Me, okay. Honestly, he freaking called my bluff. I wasn't expecting an invitation to step it up with a guy who's moving on to the high school ministry in about 6 weeks, but that's not an open door that a youth worker can say no to. So I ordered a couple copies of Becoming a Student Leader, and we had our first meeting the other night.
Hey, folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years. And I just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level 2 cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
Youth Cartel Podcast Network.